This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right now, we are taking donations in conjunction with Fox 2 and the Red Cross. If you go to KMOX.com/Red Cross after the tornado came through our area on Friday, there's a lot that needs to happen in order to help people recover. So KMOX.com/Red Cross, you can make your donation there. Also, we want to let you know that if you go to your smart TV and you download Fox 2 STL Plus, that is the Fox 2 app, we're going to be streaming live here on KMOX, or they're going to be streaming us. You can watch us on your TV from 12 o'clock until 4, so it'll be the Gas House Gang and the Dave Glover Show. So again, on your smart TV, the Fox 2 STL Plus app, put it there from the App Store, put it on your TV and watch us.
Yep, and again, help us in this push to raise money for the Red Cross. This is when I call it nice bullying.
Bully your
friends into donating. Tell them you donated. KMOX.com/Red Cross.
Make them feel bad for not donating.
Absolutely. Like, this is when peer pressure is good.
Guilt is great.
I'm not even joking right now.
It's awesome.
I've talked to some people who've been able to make some, you know, some donations, and they said, and I tell my friends, you know, friends that you know, are, you know, they can do it. They can make a donation, and every little bit helps. Spread the word.
The Greater St. Louis Executive Director of the Red Cross, Lucretia Cox, is joining us now on 104.1 FM KMOX. Lucretia, thank you for being with us today. How are things going?
Things are going well. In the city, we've spent a lot of time just making sure that the needs are met. Normally, when the Red Cross comes into areas after disaster, sheltering is our first priority. And so those immediate needs, making sure that people have access to 3 meals a day, making sure that, you know, any type of mental health needs, any type of just, you know, support that they might need in that time of disaster, we're there for.
Do we know approximately how many St. Louisans are in Red Cross shelters right now?
Sure. We have 159 people in Red Cross shelters right now.
Wow. Wow. And people have just lost their homes. I mean, one minute you're just living life. You're just doing normal things, and then your home is gone, and then the Red Cross steps up. Because I think when you put yourself in that position, the first question is, oh my gosh, what do I do? Where do I go? I have nowhere to go.
Yes. We actually worked on, you know, transportation with the mayor's office to ensure that people can get to the shelters. A lot of people don't have access to transportation, so we've worked with Metro, Bus, and Bi-State. And every night at 8 p.m., you can get picked up from two locations. There's one on Natural Bridge at the Save-A-Lot, and then there's one right in front of the old library at Enright and Union, where we're picking up residents.
So we have been, you know, we've been covering the storm since it happened, and all we've heard from public officials, whether it's the mayor or the governor of Missouri or Senator Josh Hawley, whoever it is, they've just been talking about how coordinated everything feels and it's collaborative. Is that the sense you're getting too, that between the city and the state and the community, that there has been really good collaboration here?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of collaboration. Like I said, we're working closely with, you know, the mayor's office, and the mayor's office is communicating with all counterpoints. We, especially at the community level, there's so much collaboration going on, and that's really what makes me excited about the spirit of St. Louis and how we come together as a community in times of crisis. We've been working with other organizations, grassroots organizations, and then other just people in the neighborhoods that have set up tents. Just yesterday, I was with some people on Adelaide, and they were neighbors, you know, just working together to bring food to each other. And so I met with them to see how we can support them, what we can bring to them. And so these funds today, what you're raising today, can help us get the necessary supplies to them.
Yeah, just can you, I know it's very practical and probably makes sense when you sit down and think about it, but those supplies, when people donate right now, like again, KMOX.com/Red Cross, when people donate, what is their money purchasing or helping to fund?
Yeah, so there were some people who didn't have tarps for their homes, and so we're providing them with tarps. We received a request for boxes because many of them might have to move. We received a request for food, you know, any items, you know, that we're able to purchase for them that will help them throughout this transition in their life, we are willing to step up to support.
Is there still a need for tarp donation? We know that earlier in the week that STLRecovers.com, that they had places where you could drop off. They were listed there on that website. Is that still a pretty great need?
You know, we're just listening to community and hearing from them. I think, you know, I mentioned before, not a lot of people have access to transportation. So I think there are pockets of people that just don't know where the resources are. And so that's why we're going into the communities. We're canteening, we're canvassing, we're out talking to neighborhoods to make sure needs are met.
KMOX.com/Red Cross. If you would like to make a donation, we would love for you to do that. And again, it's very important, Lucretia, to let people know that all of the money that's being donated here from this link, from this website, in conjunction with the Red Cross, KMOX, and Fox 2, it's all staying local. All of that money is staying here.
Yes. You know, again, this is, you know, a disaster that affected our community. We want to make sure that we support, you know, the Missouri and our region. And we're really just, you know, happy to provide that relief to our neighbors.
And then, again, I think it might be important to remind people that this need will go on for a while. It's going to take long time. It's not like you need a couple days of food or water, but this need is going to take a while.
Yeah, there's still people without power that have not been restored. And so, you know, everyone's working hard, and, you know, Ameren's working hard to ensure that, you know, their power is restored. But there's so much devastation. And, you know, with the damage of the tornado and just the gravity of how wide the tornado was and how long it was, it's going to take some time to rebuild. And so, you know, we're working on, you know, ways and, you know, shelters and continuing to do that, because we know that they're going to be in them for a while. But, you know, we're excited to be able to provide that support to them, that respite to them, and to really just, you know, assign a case manager, especially for our shelters, to kind of help them throughout their process and their journey into having a better life for themselves.
Lucretia, before we say goodbye here, is there anything else that you would like to pass along to the community, whatever it is?
Yes, I am encouraging everyone to call 1-800-RED-CROSS. If you call this number, we will have you in our system, and then we'll be able to respond to you. We do provide financial aid to those that are eligible, and so we want to make sure that you have that. We are right now sending out, well, not right now, and then next, you know, soon we'll be sending out people to survey, doing damage assessments of your property, and we want to make sure that everyone who is eligible to receive financial aid, that they get it into their hands.
Lucretia Cox, the Greater St. Louis Executive Director for the Red Cross, thank you for all the work that you're doing, and thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
That is Lucretia Cox with the Red Cross. And again, we want you to donate. That number has gone up quite a bit, and every bit of this money is going to be needed. KMOX.com/Red Cross. We were under 10,000 before the show started, and we are getting close to 38,000 now. So people
We're at 39.
Is it 39 now? Let me refresh. Yep.
So
it's at 39,000.
Again, this is when I've had so many people reach out to me personally, social media, texts. How can I help? How can I help? Right now, this is the easiest and most immediate way to help.
Yep.
Right now. And there are other ways to help for sure.
Bunch of ways, yeah.
But if you want to help right now, this is the most immediate. You can go to KMOX.com/Red Cross, text your friends, send them the link. It's super easy. Like I said, I'm all about peer pressure.
Guilt.
Guilt. Call people, say, hey, let's step up. Because again, as we talked about here with Lucretia, all of that money stays right here in St. Louis. And if you love your neighbor, want to help your neighbor, let's help them right now. And like I said, a lot of different ways to help, but this one is one click. It's so easy. And every little bit counts. $5, $2, $5,000, whatever you can give, it helps.
KMOX.com/Red Cross. That is, that's the way to do it. In fact, I should mention this, Amy. I believe the minimum donation online is $10. Okay. So if that's all you can do, $10. If all you can do is $10, fine. Whatever it is you can do, that's 10 more than they have right now. So, do it. 38,926. That's where we are at the moment. And so a lot of people have contributed. This area is coming out in support of a community that has been devastated. It's great that this is happening. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji, KMOX.com/Red Cross. This is 104.1 FM, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. This is 104.1 FM KMOX, and the website is KMOX.com/Red Cross to donate. We are partnering with Fox 2 and the Red Cross to raise money for the relief effort. So KMOX.com/Red Cross. If you want to do it online, you can. The minimum donation is $10, but you can donate whatever you want to on top of that. Also, somebody did call in, at least one person, asking if they can donate by mail. You can do that if you prefer to do it that way. Just go to the link we've given you, and then when you click to donate, at the very bottom there is an address. And I'm not going to list the address because it's a lot of numbers and it'll be confusing to you. So just go to the website, KMOX.com/Red Cross. It is super easy to do it online. You can even donate by phone, too. So however you want to do it, but just make sure you do.
The next person who donates might tip us over the $40,000 mark. We are dollars away from $40,000. This is absolutely incredible again.
Well, actually, we're over now.
Oh!
Click refresh. Oh. We're over. Over $40,000
wow,
in donations.
You guys are amazing.
That's been
amazing.
Pretty much just today. So great job by everybody. And let's keep it rolling.
Yes. Do we want to throw our question out there again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So here was our idea. Because, we're trying to raise as much money as possible. We thought if we hit $100,000 by June 6th, so 2 weeks, we're well on our way.
That we might have to move that up, too.
That Ronge, we're probably going to move the goalpost again, so just keep donating.
Sorry.
Ronge would go to the Cardinals-White Sox game in Chicago at Guaranteed Rate Field, dressed as the Pope, as so many Southsiders have done. As you know, Chris Ranji was in Chicago for 10 years. He was the White Sox pre-post broadcaster for a long time. He's a huge deal in Chicago.
Huge deal.
So if we bring Chicago in, you think they're going to donate? They might donate.
Yeah, they might.
We'll partner with 670 The Score. They're another Odyssey station in Chicago. And we'll just drive donations to help those affected by the tornado in St. Louis. Here's the thing. We're not sure if it's offensive.
Right.
We think it might be offensive for Chris Ranji to dress as the Pope. We don't mean it that way. We mean it in the same way. Like a few days ago, there were six popes in the bleachers at the rate. And it was really cool to see because everyone's so excited that Pope Leo is a Southsider.
It's cool, man.
It's so cool. So we thought that would be great. Well, some people have pointed out it might be sacrilegious. And so if it is, we thought, what if we did, if we hit $100,000, he won't go as the Pope.
Yeah,
you got to stop him from doing this.
Yeah, Bill chimed in on YouTube. He's watching us there and he says, if all those that advise Chris not to dress as the Pope, maybe they should donate so that he doesn't have to.
That's a great.
So like the people who think I should not do it, donate money. And then I guess I can't.
Right,
I will be barred from doing it.
The incentive is like, listen, as of right now, he's doing it. He's dressing as the Pope and he's going to the bleachers at the White Sox Cardinals game. But if people say, no, you shouldn't do that, if we hit $100,000, he won't.
So the Twitter poll is up, right? It's not up yet?
It's going to go up.
I think we're going to do that too.
Yeah.
So follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX. And the reviews have been mixed, or the responses have been mixed. There are some people who say it's totally fine. There are others say that I should not do it. Colonel Ripper says that I should dress as Bozo the Clown. You know, you're normal. That's not nice.
That's kind of rude.
It's super rude. Bozo the Clown originated out of Chicago, too, you know. I used to watch
it. Really?
They filmed it at the WGN studios.
Huh.
I used to watch that show, and I used to think that I could dominate the grand prize game.
Yeah.
I would be so good.
What did you have to do for Bozo's grand prize game?
Oh, it was the buckets with the ping pong balls.
You had to throw ping pong. I've never seen Bozo the Clown.
What?
I'm not 100 years old.
You're in your 40s.
Okay, you're almost hitting 50. 50.
Hell yeah. Hey, we're going to be hitting 50 on this American Cross, American Red Cross thing, you know?
That's a great
point.
So, yeah,
they had the buckets. They had six buckets in front of the contestant.
Okay.
And if you, you know, you start with the closest bucket, and if you throw the ping pong ball in, you got cookies or something. And then the second one, the next prize would be better. And always the sixth, you know, the farthest away bucket was always a bicycle. If you threw the ping pong ball and it got into that far bucket.
Really?
You got a bicycle.
Wow.
It's pretty cool,
that
right?
That is very, very cool.
I would have dominated the grand prize game.
So anyway, 314-436-7900. We need to continue to hear from you because we don't know what to do, you guys. We are really... Because here's the thing. I think it would be so great to wrangle 670 the score into this. Because the more ears, the more eyeballs...
The more money.
The more money.
For the Red Cross.
And that's what this is all about. We want as much attention as possible to get as much money as possible for those affected by the tornado.
Yep. So KMOX.com/Red Cross. This text message says, I'll donate $25 if Ranji admits to having a secret wife and kids in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. That's
okay,
great.
So
wow. We could think of a lot of incentives. Oh, my gosh. What if we did this for every mark? $50,000, $100,000, $150,000. We have something that Chris Ranji can do or reveal.
Okay, fine.
If we hit $150,000, he'll tell us. We get to meet his wife and kids.
You get to meet my Chicago wife and children.
Oh, my gosh. What a great idea. Who texted that? Thank you for that text.
All right. Yeah, from a 618. Go ahead, text it in. It's probably my mom. She's probably like, I would like to know if he's got a kid.
There's probably
I'd be a great grandmother.
Are there a lot of ladies wondering that?
Whoa, slow down. Slow the hell down. Come on, man.
I'm starting to see why you shouldn't dress as Pope. At any rate.
This texter says.
Yeah.
I say do it. Someone's got to find out if the man upstairs gets mad about it. The only way to find out, I would find out. How am I going to report back to you?
Yeah.
So,
that's a great point.
Like, yeah. I could do it and I could be in trouble, but you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, someone did say people need to stop being offended by everything because the Pope is there, meaning the White Sox, number one fan.
Right. So
the Pope is there. I mean, he is.
He is.
He's their most famous fan. For sure.
And then it's probably Obama second.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
The Pope has huge global appeal.
Oh, this texter. And by the way, this is out. This is just absolutely not going to happen.
Yeah.
I say Chris has to wear a Speedo in public for a full day if you guys reach 100,000. I'm not going to do that.
You know what?
And the Pope hat.
I know. That would be clearly
offensive.
That's offensive to me. That's offensive that you said that.
Why would you even suggest that?
Okay, wait.
Don't you feel bad
for the show?
If we hit 75,000, Ranji will not wear a Speedo. That will prevent us all from having to see him in a Speedo.
There you go.
If we hit 100,000, he's going to go to the White Sox game as the Pope. If we hit 150,000, we get to meet his wife and kids.
This listener says, if you reach 100,000, Chris has to call the sister on air.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, these
I don't have her number.
Are amazing.
I don't have her number.
You have her Instagram.
I'll work on it.
I do have her Instagram.
Matt can get her Instagram.
But, yeah, so we'd have to tell.
We're going to Google sleazy girls in Chicago.
Oh. Must have sister.
She wasn't sleazy. Don't say that. That is a rude thing to say about a lady you don't know.
Because she was with you.
Oh, really? One of these days, I'm going to bury you.
We got to make a chart for all the, you know, like the thermometer.
I only go out with nice ladies.
We need to have the thermometer. And every time we hit a different mark, it like prevents him from wearing a Speedo or he has to call the sister on air.
I only go out with tens.
Please donate, you guys. We are really going to rock Chris Ranji's world.
Damn, man. Just taking bullets from everywhere. It's Amy Marks, Kors, and Chris Ranji. KMOX.com/Red Cross. Donate now. You dingus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Amy Marks Corps' Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line today. Hey, we are very proud of our aquarium here in St. Louis. It's one of the great attractions that we have, and people from all over the country, when they come to visit, will go see the aquarium. It has been voted the fourth best aquarium in the country, and to talk about that with us is Tammy Brown, the executive director of the St. Louis Aquarium, with us on KMOX. How you doing, Tammy?
Good morning. I am great, given that good news that you just shared.
Yeah, fourth best.
Wait, are we breaking the news to you?
Are you finding out just now?
No, we learned about it yesterday with everybody else. We're just so happy and so honored. I mean, this is the first time that we were even nominated, and to come in at fourth is just incredible.
The USA Today, it's the 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards, and four is pretty good for a place that's, like 5-6 years old now?
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing. Just 5 years old, December 2019. And so it just, I think it really came about because we are the most interactive aquarium in the entire nation. And our team has just embraced that and welcomes everybody as they come through, and you get to connect with our animals and our team members. And it's just a lot of fun.
Well, for some people who haven't been yet to the aquarium, as you mentioned, it's fourth best in the nation, number one when it comes to interactive. And people might be thinking, how do you interact with an aquarium?
Do you get to swim with a fish?
Right.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, we have lots of touch pools, first of all. So you get to touch stingrays and sharks and moon jellyfish and these little guys called doctor fish that come and nibble on any dry skin on your hand, which is just a wild sensation, I have to tell you. You have to give it a try. But then on top of that, we have feeding demonstrations, and we have team members that you get to interact with. You get to meet everything from tarantulas to snakes to a sloth on our ambassador stage. So there's just constantly something fun going on.
Tammy, should I be afraid of stingrays? Because after the crocodile hunter thing, I am.
I get it. That is a frequently asked question.
Is it really?
It is.
I really thought I was the only person thinking of it.
No. Wow. So the stingrays in our touch pool, the barb on the stingrays is just like a fingernail. And so we go in and trim it on a regular basis so that there is no danger whatsoever to interact with those stingrays.
Oh, okay. That's, I feel better.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was, a few years ago in Florida on a stand-up paddleboard. And then I see this giant shadow that's like maybe 5 feet in diameter. And then I realize it's not a shadow. It's a stingray. And it was so big.
Cool.
And it was cool, but also terrifying.
You were thinking of the crocodile hunter, weren't you?
You know what? I don't think I was thinking. I think I was panicking. I might have blacked out because I do think the ocean is so scary. Like, it can feel terrifying. I don't know if it's because, at least on ground, like, if you're facing a bear, it's scary. You're probably going to die. But at least you're on your, you know, you're on your surface, land.
Tammy.
When you're in water, you're in their environment.
Like, about a year or two ago, Tammy, we interviewed these, the guys who were with the Army, the Golden Knights parachute team.
Oh,
they
yeah.
jump out of airplanes for a living, and they were all terrified of the ocean.
Get out.
Yes, these guys jump out of planes for fun. They do it like 10,000 times a year, and they did not want to go anywhere near the ocean.
Do you get that a lot? That people are kind of afraid of, like, jellyfish and then those really deep sea creatures?
I do, yeah. And I think it is exactly to your point that it's not, they live in a place that is not ours, not our natural habitat. But the truth of the matter is that they are probably way more scared of us than we are of them. And for the most part, if you don't engage, they're just going to swim away. Like they don't want to engage with you either. So, it's just I know it's hard, but like if you stay calm and just kind of let them do their thing, you're going to be fine.
Are you sure? Because people keep talking about these bull sharks will eat anything.
Well.
Come on, Ron.
Yeah, they'll eat whatever is in front of them. So there's got to be some of those we have to be afraid of.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be near one if they're hunting. Mm. I get that.
So with this aquarium being the most interactive, who came up with that idea? Like, who said, hey, we're going to make this St. Louis Aquarium the most interactive in the country?
Well, I think it's been a combination and kind of an evolution. So the designers... the original designers are PGAV, a local architecture company that designs zoos and aquariums all over the world. So we're really lucky they're here in St. Louis. They worked with the ownership of LHM, so Steve and Bob O'Loughlin, and then the company that was hired that I work for to manage the aquarium is called Zoo Oceanarium. And so it was just kind of a great brainstorming of all those groups that I just mentioned. But then as the years have gone on, we have added more and more, and the team, on site, the operations team has really embraced the whole concept, and everything that we add, programming, habitats, whatever it is really focused on that interaction.
So do you, when you make new attractions or you do new things at the aquarium, how far out in advance do you plan it? Or is it sort of... Can they be accidental, like somebody just has a great idea and you think, let's do it within the next couple of months? Is it like that, or do you plan well in advance how you want to, continue to progress with it?
All of the above. So
okay.
if we're developing, a new habitat, a brand new exhibit, that is a good long year, to get that all done and in place and the animals acclimated and all that good stuff. If it's a program like this year, we did a Valentine's evening event, and that was a brainstorming session with, a couple people, and a month later we had the event launched and ready. So it kind of depends what we're planning, but one thing that I love about the team here is that we are all so creative and so flexible. We've only been open, to our point, about 5 years. And so I always say we're way too young to say we've always done it that way.
Yeah.
So the ideas just flow, and everybody's welcome to throw out suggestions, and that creates a really dynamic and fun group to work with.
Tammy, is there a turtle there that that's on wheels?
There is a turtle here, not on wheels, our sea turtle that we have, Quasi, in our
Bob's. Bob's in the water. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She got hit by a boat years ago, and so it has a little air in her shell, and her back legs are partially paralyzed. So.
Oh.
Yeah, but she does great. She swims like a tamp, man. She's amazing.
How old is she?
Well, we don't really know since she was hit by a boat, so we don't know what age she was when that happened. But just by her size, she's probably somewhere in her teens.
How long? Can't they live like a really long time?
Oh, yeah, like 50 years or so. So she will be here for a good long time.
Tammy, I'm going to ask a really stupid question.
Well, this is actually
stupid, but like the shell. Okay. So she was hit by a boat. Did the shell work or not? As the protection, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because
like, it's a great question.
Because it's like a helmet.
It
so
sure.
You could still die with a when you're wearing a helmet.
Mean, you know what? How did she was the shell crushed or is the shell okay? And then how come she's hurt?
Yeah, the shell is okay, and that's a great question. Usually, what happens is that the injuries are more to their flippers or their head or something. So that shell certainly does absolutely protect them. But the it can have, like a helmet, to your point, it might have a little damage to it, and that's how the air then becomes a pocket in there. So
if I'm continuing stupid questions, you mentioned you had like a Valentine's night at the aquarium, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that because oysters are an aphrodisiac?
What?
That's a great question. But no.
Okay, I didn't know. If maybe
we don't
the
have
aquarium.
Any oysters, no,
we are
question.
Never going to be allowed in the aquarium ever.
No, we're not.
Are we banned, Tammy? Wait, are we banned from the aquarium?
Oh, no. You need to come on over anytime.
They don't have oysters there.
Oh, no.
We did have, though, you remember I mentioned those Dr. Fish that come over and nibble on your dry skin and all that. A lot of times our team will tell anyone who's a little nervous about putting their hands in there that they're giving fish kisses. So we did play that up on Valentine's Day. So there you go. We got that.
Who gets to name all the fish and animals?
Mostly our team members. Okay. Mostly our team members name them. Although, little fun fact that you can watch for, we are introducing a new kind of reptile named a tegu on our ambassador stage, and we're just about to launch a naming contest for him. So check that out.
Can we get involved?
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be on our Facebook page, I think, even today they're announcing it. So.
Okay, great.
Oh, so it's a tegu?
Tegu, T-E-G-U. He's from Argentine, and he's like black and white.
Yeah.
And he's got these amazing giant jowls. I mean, he's so cute.
That's awesome.
We're really looking forward to it. Okay, this will be good.
Tammy Brown, Executive Director of the St. Louis Aquarium. We think that the aquarium is much better than the Texas State Aquarium.
I think we
aquarium.
Can overtake Texas State next year. I'm not even joking. I think we can do
it. Next year, absolutely. Let's do it.
Ripley's Aquarium, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium. Get lost.
One at a time. I think we can take Texas.
I agree.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Tammy, thank you so much for being with us.
That's
congratulations.
Awesome.
This is a great honor, and we are very proud to have the aquarium in St. Louis.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
That is Tammy Brown, Executive Director of the St. Louis Aquarium, number 4 in the country. All aquariums, according to USA Today, 10 best. It's the Reader's Choice Awards. We should probably do a show from inside the aquarium.
100%.
Amy. And I think we could probably do, like, in the water.
Yeah. Underwater show.
Maybe.
It would sound cool.
We could get
those. It would sound bubbly. It would sound like Matt's stomach.
Oh, my God. His stomach, it won't stop.
It's the most bubbly thing I've ever seen.
Why are you hungry?
why do you always have tummy grumbles? What's going on with you?
The breakfast doesn't take every morning, It's like I didn't eat it, and I'm starving by 11 o'clock.
But that's the thing about breakfast food. It's like they say when you have breakfast food, like the eggs and whatever, that you're hungry in 2 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about breakfast food.
Have you ever had your tummy grumble on a date and you had to explain?
Yeah, and I always say, oh, I'm just really hungry. Like, oh, we just ate. What are you talking about? Oh, big appetite.
Because you don't want to say it's gas.
Yes.
I've had.
Hang on. These underwater sound effects sound just like it. It's so gross.
Ew. Gross.
That's actually the microphone up to my stomach right now.
Can we just say, too?
Go ahead.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I really held it together and saved you with the turtle question.
Hey, that turtle on wheels?
No, he's not on. He's bobbed up and down. Okay, it's a water turtle.
Why don't they name him Bob?
Because I think she was named before she got.
Well, I know there are ladies named like Bobby.
Okay.
But that was Scott Jagow when he was roaming St. Louis last year, and he found the turtle that they bob up and down in the water because it's paralyzed, which I think is cute.
It's so sweet.
What was the turtle's name? I forgot already. Anyway, go see
Quasimodo.
Quasimodo?
Yeah. Quasi for short, I think.
Oh.
That's what she said.
Well, that's kind of rude.
It feels a little.
Hey,
turtle doesn't know.
Anyway, hey, when we come back, we need to hear from you because we have we've made different levels of donations because again, we need you. We need you to donate. KMOX.com/Red Cross. You guys are amazing. You are showing up for St. Louis. You are loving your neighbor. You are supporting your community, those who've been affected by the tornado. And we just want to reward you with that by, at the $75,000 level, Ronj will not wear a Speedo.
That's right.
Because if we don't hit $75,000, you do not. I'm just.
You will be. You'll be spared. You'll be spared. Because
are you gonna what shoes wear you will with the Speedo?
I think it would be nice to just go one day and be out there, you know.
Well, you would be, but if you're in the Speedo, are you gonna wear your like tennis shoes that you always wear or boots like cowboy boots?
I don't have any boots.
Are you gonna still wear the hat, glasses, and tennis shoes?
Yes.
And
how am I gonna see? How am I gonna see?
Okay, when we come back, we gotta tell everyone the different levels.
KMOX.com/Red Cross donate. I thought I was crazy about being worried with the stingrays. I'm afraid of stingrays because of Steve Irwin. But I guess a lot of people ask that question. That's Amy Mark's course. I'm Chris Ronji, 104.1 FM KMOX. Chris and Amy show, 104.1 FM KMOX. We are still raising money. I say still. We're going to be doing this for a while now. The link is active. It has been all day. KMOX.com/Red Cross. And all the money that you donate to the tornado relief effort that is happening, this is being done in conjunction with Fox 2 and the Red Cross and KMOX. All of the money that you donate to this link is going to stay right here in St. Louis to help out in this recovery effort. So we're pretty proud of the way things have gone today.
Amazing. Thank you so much for donating.
Yeah. And St. Louis really has come out in a very big way. We are at 48,000. We started the day under, hell, I think we were under 10, weren't we?
Yep.
Like right before the show started, it was like $9,000, a little over $9,000.
Yeah. So thank you so much to everyone who has donated at KMOX.com/Red Cross. It's just unbelievable, the outpouring of support, the outpouring of the community. We thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great. So KMOX.com/Red Cross. I think we had a fun show today for the most part, didn't we?
I think so.
I think we should take phone calls.
Okay, we're not taking phone calls. We're not doing phone calls.
We're not?
No.
We only have a couple minutes left. I cannot believe, again, we are close to $50,000.
$50,000.
Yes. So thank you so much to everyone who is just showing up for the city of St. Louis. Thank you to everyone my goodness, who is donating. I just think seeing the outpouring of support, whether it is people showing up to help clean up streets, help clean up the damage, to those who are bringing supplies, water, food items, tarps, people who have the ability to help tarp and board up windows. And then now, like I said, this is such a great way with the link, KMOX.com/Red Cross. Thank you. Keep showing up for the community. Keep showing up for your neighbors. As we talked to Lucretia earlier from the Red Cross, saying over 150 people in the area.
Yeah, 159 people
are at Red Cross shelters right now.
Yeah, and this is a need that's going to persist for a while, right? I think we know that this is not going to end by the weekend. We're raising money now, doing all this work, people volunteering their time and supplies and money and everything. This will be needed for a very long time because we know that it's not going to be fixed overnight. Won't be fixed in the next month. It won't be fixed this year. I mean, this will take some time. So we are going to have to be persistent with it. And we definitely appreciate all that you have done today, all that you have donated. Mm-hmm. But we need this effort to continue. We're at 49,000 now. So
Well, and now our nonsense is over. And the Gas House Gang is going to continue.
That's right.
The Glover Show, like I said, we're done. But then this is when the Gas House Gang, the Dave Glover Show, KMOX, and Fox 2 will all go live with the drive.
Yes. So this is what you need to know. On your smart TV, if you download the Fox 2 STL Plus app, you can watch the Gas House Gang on your TV. This is a Fox 2 streaming service, or their streaming app. Fox 2 STL Plus, find it in your app store on your smart TV, and you can watch the Gas House Gang and then Dave Glover at 1 o'clock. Dave Glover takes over at 1 o'clock today. So thank you again. Don't forget KMOX.com/Red Cross. This has been the Chris and Amy Show. Anything you missed today is on the Audacy app, AUDACY, and KMOX.com. You can listen to the podcast. But the Gas House Gang, Bernie Miklas, is coming up with me, Chris Ranji. That is next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.